Good evening, and God bless you. Hallelujah, Lamb of God. I thank God for tonight, and I thank God especially for you and those that will be listening later on. I am at Drum Crown Blog, a blog talk, which is Drum Crown Talking Radio. I give honor to the Lord Jesus on this evening and to the administrators and those that are watching. I thank and I praise God for you. I'm going to be quick because I don't have a lot of time. It took me 15 minutes to get on, but I bless the Lord for Jesus. I'm going to go to chapter 14 of Job, a very familiar verse. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an airling this day. So we thank and praise God for being here. I thank God for the activity of my limbs. I thank God for the blood running warm in my vein. I thank God especially for you, you, and especially you. I am thanking God because God is good. His mercy is great. He is everlasting to everlasting. He is a good God. He is a merciful God. He is a kind God. And I just want to let you know, I came in tonight to let you know that God is who he say he is. No matter what the enemy says about men, black men, white men, Asian men, God is still God. God loves men the way he loves women. God has no respect of person. So to every man on this evening, know that you are worthy. Know your value. Know that you are men who are valor. Know that you are more than a conqueror. And my God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly and above all that you can receive. But you've got to be humble and contrite. You've got to be a father and a daddy to your children. You've got to obey the laws of the land. You've got to work. The Bible said a man that does not work is not fit for anything, okay? That's in the New Testament. So you want to work if you can work. God bless the man that receives disability, that receives his veteran's pension, that receives his Social Security. God take care of them. And we know that they have to work hard to receive these benefits. So, God, we bless you, Lord, for men this evening. We're thanking you, God, because you did not have to do it, but we're so glad that you did. We're thanking you for another day's journey for the men, God. We thank you for this day on January the 16th, the men that are here that are standing faithfully, who are not homophobic, who are not afraid to tell a homosexual, you're a man. You were born a man, and this is what you need to do. Be loving as to who you are. Be kind, whether you are raped or molested, whether you are sodomized, whether you are sexually assaulted, whether you are fondled, you are still God's man. You are still God's son. You are still God's child, a man child. And you can do anything you put your hands to because you're more than a conqueror. We need to call our men kings. Men don't understand and they smile like little boys when I say, hello, my king. Hello, my young prince. Hello, whether they're, no matter what color they are, I want to let them know that I appreciate you being a man. And this is not to belittle anyone, but it's letting you know that a real man will stand his ground. A real man will do what thus saith the Lord. How many men do we have in the house? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I thank God because we need more men. Our men are incarcerated. Our men are becoming transgender. Our men are just not wanting to work, wanting to live off of women. Our men are just stool pigeons, some of them. They're saying, I don't have to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm afraid to do it. And you got to realize that men stand in fear. But God said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are great men. Be who God said you are. Be proud of who you are. Don't worry about the next man or the next woman or the next person. Don't worry about what your cousins say about you. Oh, he a sissy, he a faggot, this and that. If you know that you're a man beyond the shadow of a doubt, God said he will withhold no good thing from you. So trust the Lord that you are a man. I mean a real man. A man that's willing to go out here and find a woman, because the Bible says that he that findeth a woman findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And if you have been homosexual, if you had some issues and you know you did this, that, or you dabbled in this or that, or no matter, even if it's witchcraft or incantation or roots, don't worry about it. God said he'll forgive you and let him forgive you. There's only one sin that is an abomination, and that is the sin of homosexuality. But you still can be forgiven. That's the thing. but you still can be forgiven of that. Ask the Lord to forgive you and ask God to accept you and bring you back to your wholeness. You want to be whole in these last and evil days. We're living in some, we haven't seen anything yet. They're going to take away our Bible. They're going to shut down and burn churches. They're going to burn you at the stake. They're going to pierce you, and they're going to crucify you just as they did Jesus, just for mentioning the name of Jesus. Stand on guard and be the great men that you are. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not worthy, because you are. No, you didn't get the promotion. You didn't get the job you expect. Whether you're a utility man, whether you're a trash man, whether you're a plumber, whether you're a mechanic by night, be that man of God. Be strong. Still open up the doors for the women. Open up the doors even for your ex-wife, your ex-girlfriend. Let them know, I still care about you. I still love you. We're just not good. We might have been good to one another, but we're not good for one another. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Men of God, wait. I'm telling you, God has great things. So many, we preach about this, that, and the other, but I come to let you know before Father's Day that you are all of that. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are great and greatly to be praised. Don't you know we thank God for men? Look at the world and what is coming to it, and look at the world and what a mess that we're in. But I wouldn't take nothing for this here old world. I sure wouldn't. I'm not ready to die. I've got so much sowing that I want to do and so many souls that I want to be able to attract to the Lord Jesus and let God cleanse them up. Let God do the changing. All I want to do is bring them to God. I want more men. If you look in churches, I don't care if it's a white church or a black church, an Asian Latino church. I don't care if it's an Indian church. 99.9% there are women in that church. We need men. Real God-fearing men. No, we don't need sissies. We don't need homosexuals. We don't need men up there with their pants so tight you can see coconuts. Glory be to God. We don't need men. We don't need to see your muscles. That's for your wife or your girlfriend or your lady friend. You know what I'm saying? Or for you to flex in the mirror at yourself and say, I look good to me. And men, you can call yourself beautiful because you are wonderfully created. And you're made in the image of the Lord Jesus. So know this one good thing, that you are a man. You are a man. What a man. What a mighty good man. You are great. Don't forget about what God is doing on the inside and allow it to manifest itself on the outside. Good thing. Let a good fruit, plant a good seed so that you will grow a good harvest. Hallelujah. And Father God, before we go, we're going to bow our heads and pray, God. Those, wherever you are, whether you're driving or traveling, whether you're the passenger or the driver, whether you're walking, whether you're standing still, or whatever it is you might be doing, whether you're at work or at home, whether you're on your leisure, God, we say we ask for forgiveness in all things. God, we ask you to be with us and guide us from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet. Take us higher heights, God, and deeper depths in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen even the little boys, God, when they're in the daycare, that it won't be funneled, that they won't be harassed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether they're on the trolley or the train, whether they're on the plane or the bus, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let their uncles hurt them in a drunken state, or whether they're high on drugs or whatever it might be, God. Let them tell on those that are bothering them, that are touching their bodies inappropriately, that are touching their chest or touching their private areas. Bless men. Bless the little boys, God. Let them grow us to be strong men. Glory be to God in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are God and there's none like unto you, God. We thank you, Lord, because you're the author and the finisher of their faith, God. Let their faith be rooted and grounded in you, Lord Jesus, because you are good, God. You're an awesome God, and you are worthy to be praised in the mighty name of Jesus. So many mothers have told their sons, you ain't going to be nothing like your dad, but let that mama know. Mama, look at me now. Glory be to God. Look what I'm doing, mama. We still got parents that won't even acknowledge or accept what God is doing for their man child. We won't even say, son, I'm sorry, I apologize. But God, let them be repentful and repent to you first. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because you did it again, God. You took that which is evil and turned it around for your good. You took that son that they said was no good and would never amount to nothing, and look at him. He's strong and he's doing great things. He's a social worker. He's a teacher. He's a principal. He's a worker. He's a maintenance worker. He's a utility worker. He's driving the trash truck. My God, he's a driver. He's a bus driver. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. He's a construction worker. Glory be to God. He's paving highways, but he's working for his money. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's doing the best that he can. God, lift up your head. Oh, ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Men of God, do what you need to do. Stand your ground. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Don't let nobody put you down. Let them know that I am who God says I am. Lift up a standard for them that are calling on your name, God. Hear the little boys crying out, God. Hear the young men, the young adults crying out. Hear the old men and the older men crying out to you, God, because you are good to us, God. You've been good to us, God, better than we have in ourselves, God. We've fallen by the wayside. We've gotten weary and well done, but God, we're going to get up, hallelujah, God, and wipe ourselves off, and we're going to move forward. We're asking you, God, to give us a repentful spirit to forgive those that doubted us, God. Forgive those that talked about us, God. Forgive those that were lascivious and covetous. Forgive those that were envious of us. My God, strengthen them for such a time as this, God. We're living in a day, God, but when we go in the bathroom, we don't know who's who and what's what, God. Help us to discern good from evil in the mighty name of Jesus. When we send our little boys in the bathroom, when we send our little girls, our young teenagers, let us know there is a difference. If you were born a man, no matter if you're transgender, you were still born a man. Glory be to God. And you must go to the men's restroom. You made that choice. You took upon what God gave you, a mighty, mighty, beautiful gift, a handsome gift, a wonderful gift, a stable gift, and did it to yourself. God is still calling all and waiting on none. And yes, he is coming back for those that say he ain't coming. He's coming every day for the righteous. For the righteous shall be righteous. Glory be to God. We're calling on that great and mighty name, God, because we believe that you're God. We believe that you're good, even when we're not good, God. Even when we're telling half lies and thinking about telling the half truth, God, help us to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Don't let us put our hands on the Bible in the courtroom, God. And it be said too late. Help us to acknowledge you while we're standing on our own, God, before we own a steel slab and can say no more, God. Look on your men everywhere. Look on the young boys everywhere that are being taunted, that are being bullied, that are being picked on, God. Assign angels to them in the mighty name of Jesus, as only you can do. Do it again for your glory, for you are a good God. You are an awesome God. Those that got to go to court on tomorrow, stretch forth your hand and give them favor as they walk in the courtroom, as they walk up the steps, God. Touch the young men, God. No jail sentence, no prison sentence, not even probation. We're going to give you one more chance, God. Give us one more chance as mothers to love our sons again. Give our sons one more chance to love us, our no good selves, no good mothers. All we did was talk about them and put them down and call them names, God. All we did was abuse them and use them. All we did was neglected them, God. Huh, and we wonder how they turned out to be who they are and whose they are. God, they belong to you, and they belong to us, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, you're good. Bless our boys that are overseas. Bless the military, the army, the Marines, God, the Air Force, the Navy, the Green Beret, God. Bless the policemen. Bless the sheriff, God. Bless the detectives and the investigators. Glory be to God. Bless the policemen, God, as they take chance after chance, God. But let them help me remember the oath that they took, God, to protect and serve, God. Let them not abuse their authority over us civilians, God. And help us civilians to obey the laws of the land, whether we be male or female, in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask. And we also ask them for more grace to run this race, God, that has been put before us, God. For the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but to him that endure to the end, God. Help us to endure, God. Help us to do good things, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand and save our unsaved young men. Save our unsaved sons. Keep angels and assign them with them and keep them, God, in the midst of harm, God, when they should have died, when they should have been arrested, when they should have been killed, when they should have been hurt. God, you kept them for such a time as this because you're a great God. You are good, God. You are almighty, God. And you are worthy of the praise. Every praying mama, every praying grandma, every praying auntie and cousin, God, you did it again because you are good to us, God. Even when the sons weren't good to themselves, even when they doubted themselves, God, you stood up for them, God, and let them know they're more than conquerors. God, stretch forth your hand. Save our baby boys. Save our sons, God. Save our nephews. Save our male cousins. Save our fathers and our uncles. God, save our God brothers. God, it's about men, huh? Don't count them slight, God. Don't count them out, God. For God is not finished with our men. Some of them are 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and still have not reached the level of maturity. I've got to have this one. I want that one and this one and that one. God, give them a sound mind, huh, to fall in love with you, God. Let them love you first, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand, God. Wrap your loving arms around them wherever they are, God. My. Touch our men, God. Touch the little baby boys that are being born, stillborn, and wake them up. Let them breathe again, God. Touch our little girls, God. Touch the baby girls. Touch the teenage women, God. Touch the little fast girls that are slipping out the window, everybody shaking, to meet grown men, never to be seen again, God. Give them another chance and bring them home. Bring the little boys home. Bring them home, God, without hurt, harm, or danger, without incident, God. Don't let that man or that woman touch him. Don't let those men touch her. Angel, stand in front of them as you did with the prophet and the jackass with the sword. Touch our men, God, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and honor that you are deserving. Help us to remember to forgive, heal, live, and move forward, God. Even in sickness, God, God be with us and heal us. From the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, it's only you can do. You're worthy to be praised, God. And we thank you, kind master, because you woke us up with the activity of our limbs. You woke us up in our right mind. You woke us up with our mind stayed on you. And for this, we will glorify and magnify and edify your name. For this, we will say thank you, Jesus. Help our young babies. Bring them up saying thank you, Lord, when they wake up in the morning. Let them have our praise on their hips, their lips, and their fingertips. God, God, help us not to bash them and badger them the way we do. We as mothers and aunties and uncles and cousins and relatives near and far, help them just lift up a standard. Help us to stand up, God, because it still takes a village. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we thank you now, kind master, for what it is that you're doing on the inside. Let it manifest on the outside. So men, women, boys, and girls will say, what must I do to be saved? Save the unsaved, God. Give them another chance, God. Look on the backside of you. Say you're married to them, God. Touch right now. God, when you do it, it's a done deal. And send us out, God. To the hedges and highways, God, and compel men and women to come to you, God. Help us not beat them over the head. Don't let us be so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good, but let us be so earthly good that we will be heavenly bound, that when you call us on that great and mighty day, we'll hear you say, well done, thou servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over many, God. Bless us while we're here in this earthly realm, God, as you have those that are in heaven. In the mighty name of, spare our life again for this week, for next week, for next this time, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for this, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being so kind. Thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unmerited favor day by day by day, God. Thank you because you did it for little old me, God. Thank you that you forgave us, God. Move in each and every one under the sound of my voice. Grant their prayer and petition according to your riches and glory and their faith, God. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. For this is your servant's prayer in the name of Jesus. And remember, I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back. Pray for me. I've been sick for a whole week. Good God Almighty. Had to go to the emergency room and get not one, not two, but three injections. But I thank you, kind master, that you allowed me to wake again, God. Even in pain, I'm going to lift up your name. You're going to glorify and magnify your name. I shall sustain. In Jesus' name we pray.
thank God until the next time. Remember the first, good God Almighty, amen. The first, the third, and the fifth Monday at 7 p.m., I'm on Crown Drum Talking Radio, and I'm going to give you what thus says the Lord, in season and out of season. I've got to be obedient to God because I'm going to be held accountable for the things that I did to you. Just like you're going to be held accountable for the things that you did or did not do for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your word on tonight, God. Let them receive your word. Give them favor, God. In Jesus' name, we praise you, God, for this is the day of salvation. I offer you this, Jesus. Read Romans 10, 9 through 11. Make a change in your life. The change is not a change until you decide you want to change. I can't do it for you. Mom and daddies can't do it. Sisters and brothers can't do it. Aunt and uncles, grandma and grandpa cannot do it. It at all, sin. But only you can do it. Hallelujah. Do it again, God. Help us to forgive, heal, live, and move forward. Forgive me, oh God, for I've sinned and come short of your glory. Give me one more chance, God, to get this thing right. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. And until I see you again, if the Lord's will, I'll be on Friday noonday prayer. Glory be to God. God bless you. And good night. This is Evangelist Carolyn Lee McCullough Williams, Gilchrist Bell Crouch. Do it, God, for your glory. Thank you for your time.